I'm Noah Adams in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. When you hear the word Google, what do you think? If you said IPO, or initial public offering, you've got it. The news today is that the internet search engine slashed its own estimate of the price of its shares for its IPO. The original estimate was between $108 and $135 a share. Now Google says it will be more like $85 to $95 a share. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Biglin. Tess, is this sort of slide in the price normal in an IPO?
It certainly is not. I spoke with Matt Swartz, who's a corporate attorney specializing in securities law. He's taken several companies public, and he says at this stage in the process, it is unusual to suddenly change the share price.
By the time you're ready to go effective, you have generally settled on what the price should be. I think that the disparity between the expected price and the actual price may be a result of the auction model, which denied the investment banks some of the control they typically have in an IPO.
And that's because through the auction, of course, it's much more up to individual investors to determine, you know, what's the price? What is the interest in this company?
Tess, this Google IPO thing started out in kind of a glorious way, and now it's turning really tangled. What's the strategy?
What this recent news tells us is that Google probably overvalued itself to begin with. We don't know exactly what the bids were in this share auction, but it's pretty unlikely that the company would set the share price so much lower than it expected to unless the bids were lower than it had hoped. And maybe investors were a little more skeptical about how far other investors would take the stock price up.
Now, is the price going to be closer now to what the value of the stock itself should be?
That's not for me to say. It's really for potential shareholders to say as they bid the stock up for the bidders to say in this auction. But Swartz does point out that this may signal a new reality check for all stockholders.
Anyone who watches the stock market had to wonder when you look at the comparisons of Google's proposed value to more established companies, General Electric, Procter & Gamble, etc., whether it was really a realistic value. A lot of people that I talked to were looking back and going, wasn't that long ago when we were asking ourselves the same questions about so many of the companies that went public and ultimately crashed. So I guess it's a sign that the investors may have matured.
And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking at how Japanese electronics companies are dealing with fast-changing technologies.
Tess Biglin of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace, joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thank you, Tess.
Thank you, Noah.